This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you to our guest, Ivar Kleinans, who's joining us today to talk a little bit about his swim. He's really struggled, but he's got some amazing advice in order to help you improve your swim, particularly if you are an adult onset swimmer. That's all coming up in a short while. But first, a huge thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're in the market for a new set of wheels, and let's be honest, we all need new wheels, you will definitely not go wrong. They've done some testing against some of the biggest brands in the world, and they are right up there. And their payoff line is all the performance at half the price. They are very competitively priced as well, so be sure to check them out. Head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more. That'll take you through to the website. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. And the cool people at Wheel Science have agreed to give you a 10% discount as a loyal listener to the Kona Edge. All you need to do is use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, and they'll give you 10% off your order. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. Time to chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to Pretoria in South Africa to catch up with Ivar Kleinans. Ivar, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me. I'm hoping I can share some good insight with the listeners.
Yeah, Ivar, I'm looking forward to chatting about your bike and your run, but I think we're probably going to get a lot out of your swim because you don't come from a strong swimming background. You literally had to learn to swim to take up the sport of triathlon. It's the one you've probably worked the hardest at.
Yeah, no, I mean, Brad, to be honest, you know, what they say, you can't win it, but you can lose it. And I've lost a lot of races just due to my swim. So, yeah, it's been something, you know, I've had some trial and error. I've been an adult onset swimmer. So definitely, I think there's a lot of guys that feel the frustration I'm sitting with.
Times-wise, I mean, your times on paper don't look too bad. I mean, have you seen big improvements since you've started?
I have, definitely. I think, you know, if I'm literally just, I'm not there yet. So I'd probably like swim in an Ironman. I'll do like a 107, and the guys are swimming that I would say competitively like an hour. So, you know, I've come down from 116, 112, and I'm coming down. And I think that's just due to swimming is not like biking and running. You know, it's usually the harder you work doesn't mean you're going faster. It's so much technique. And I mean, technique is reinforced over and over and over, thousands of repetitive movements. Problem is that if your technique is not correct, you're doing thousands of improper reinforcement of those muscles. So it's so important to, you know, get the right start in terms of having someone analyze your swim, you know, and just doing like a checkup every now and again to see whether you're still on the right track. None of us can swim every day with a coach and a technique coach. So, I mean, we have to make do with what we have. But I think that's a very important thing is it's not just swimming, it's correct swimming. Like I said, you know, if you're trying to do a good swim technique, you're trying to reinforce good habits. But if you're not doing it correct, you're also reinforcing bad habits, which I think makes swimming a bit of a slippery slope, if I can call it that.
I love that. That's probably the best way I've heard it explained. Did you figure that out early on? Or did you sort of put in some bad habits when you first started and then went, hang on a sec, there's got to be a better way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I was swimming next to kids, and I'm like, listen, you know, I'm doing like a lot of hours. I'm fit. I'm definitely fitter than them. I'm definitely stronger than them. I think mentally I'm tougher than them, but why are they out swimming me? I mean, so it's not a strength thing. It's not a fitness thing. Then what is it? Why are we swimming next to each other and they're just pulling away from me? And I think with kids, you know, they don't overthink it. I think with our swimmers is we as adults, we want to analyze it because, you know, we are intelligent and we think, oh, well, if I can just mimic the same type of movements, then why shouldn't I go faster? And then we overanalyze that. And I think that's where you stiffen up and you fight the water and then it just basically goes downhill from there. So I think that's the one thing I'm looking at a lot of times before I swim, I'll sit next to the pool and I'm just looking at the kids, especially swimming at swim schools. And I'm thinking, well, they're not thinking about stroke this, stroke that. They're just swimming. And I think your body also figures out naturally, you know, what works best for you. So I think my biggest thing was overthinking it. You know, I was overthinking the swim. And now I'm saying, okay, just relax. Don't fight the water. You know, and once I tended to do that, it's almost as if your stroke fixes itself, if I can call it that.
Yeah, I think a good analogy and a good comparison is if anybody's played golf, they've probably experienced this. If you step up and you try and wallop a golf ball as hard as you can, you tend to stuff it up. But if you swing smoothly and relax, you tend to connect better. And I played a lot of golf in my life, unfortunately, for my sins. And it's amazing how when you try and hit the leather off the thing, nothing happens. And swimming's very similar to that.
I mean, golf is particularly true. So you'll play a lot of, people will say, well, you want to play better golf, just play more. But what happens is with that bad habits is you tend to reinforce that. So sometimes you'll find you take a month or two off and someone invites you for golf and start playing. You think, well, if I haven't played for a long time, you actually play better because you've forgotten all those bad habits. So you're just swinging naturally. So I think with swimming, you know, like I said, you need to train. But also, that's the slippery slope of it. It's, you need to swim a lot to get fit and to get the right technique. But if you're doing it incorrectly, you're actually going backwards.
Absolutely. How many times a week when you're building up to an Ironman are you typically swimming, Evert?
What I found was, Brad, being a weaker swimmer, you know, I spoke to Richard as well. I said, you know what, Richard, it's no use giving me, and I see these guys doing 4.5, 5K swims. I'm like, it's no use you're going to give me 4.5K swims or 3.5Ks even for that matter, because I'm looking at my program and you get disheartened. You know, you're like, oh, I need to swim 3.5 or 4Ks. And, you know, then to do that becomes a mental. You're looking for excuses not to go and not to put in all the effort. So I said, you know what, rather give me more sets but shorter to get me into the habit of going to the pool, getting out of the pool and feeling better. So next time I go, you know, I want to go swim, I do feel better, and then build it up from there. So for me, what I tend to do is swim at least four to five times a week. You know, ideally I'd like to do 5, but I like to make a point of it to swim 4 times a week. And then I'll start literally by swimming 2Ks, build it up 2.5, 3, 3.5. I never really go over that, because for me it's like then I'm reaching like a point of diminishing returns. And also for me, it's better to stay mentally fresh and say, okay, well, I'm looking forward to this. I want to go and do it. And then, you know, instead of getting out of the pool and being smashed and being hammered, and then it builds over to you, now I need to go and run, now I need to go and cycle. And I think then that becomes a bit of a knock-on effect. The best thing you can do with any of the disciplines is to keep a positive mental state. So once you feel like, yes, I'm really feeling tired, then it's actually working, you know, negatively towards where you want to go.
Cool. Favorite workout in the water? What do you love doing?
Pool boy and paddles, to be quite honest. Yeah, I'm obviously onset swimmer. It's kicking is my weakness. You know, the more we kick with the, especially running ankles are quite stiff and fused ankles. So yeah, kicking is not my biggest thing. The more I kick, the more I drag. So, you know, luckily within South Africa, most swims are way too legal. So thank goodness for that. So, yeah, pool boy and paddles, I think, you know, I just tend to feel the water. And like us, being stronger, you know, you can really power those paddles. You know, while if you're not swimming with paddles, you kind of slip in the water. So that's another thing, you know, you put your hand in, you're working, you're pulling through, and it's like a 4x4 driving up a hill. You know, you put down too much power and the wheels spin. So you need to get that grip first, and then, you know, you can basically anchor yourself. And that's another thing. It's just, you know, purely technique. So pool board paddles, I think that's my favorite.
Brilliant. Well, Evert, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out.
Great. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much to Evert for joining us. How cool was that? Love that. Some great advice there as well, particularly if you are an adult onset swimmer. And don't forget as well, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, it really helps us get in front of more triathletes just like you. So if you get anything out of this podcast and you'd like to give me a bit of a thank you, that's the best way to do it, okay? Just head on to iTunes, leave us a review. The more reviews we get, the more iTunes shows us to other triathletes around the world and helps us grow. So it is as simple as that. And a massive thank you to our sponsor today as well. It was brought to you by WheelSides. If you're in the market for a new set of wheels, look no further than Wheel Signs. They've got an incredible range of wheels at phenomenal prices. So if you're looking for high performance wheels, Wheel Signs is the place to go because they give you all the performance at half the price. And if you'd like to find out more about their wheels, just check out their Contact Us page. Get in touch with Peter Coombe. Hop on a call and he'll be more than willing to answer any of your questions. And then make sure at checkout, when you do check out, use the coupon code KONAEDGE to get a 10% discount. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. The link is below this podcast as well in the podcast player you're listening to it in. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. And be sure to use Kona Edge at the checkout to get that 10% discount. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.